You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for joining the Best Practices Show podcast. You're going to see today, she's one of my new friends, and I'll just explain a little bit about her story. So I had heard about her, and then we had her on and do a little course during the COVID conference. And then I was like, holy moly, like, she's like a rock star. And then it's so funny because, and this is typically how it goes, is that you run into people again and again and again and again. And now when I look in mainstream, like, you're a rock star. You're one of the up and coming rock stars in all of dentistry. You're hanging out with the who's and who's who. And I know that stuff doesn't matter to you. I mean, but when you listen today, guys, and you hear what she has to talk about, you're going to see she is embracing one of the most important conversations in all of dentistry, one of the most important things we've ever seen. And today we're going to be talking about, can you help Emma? Now, we're going to explain what that is. But Tracy, I always like for people to know who we're listening to before we get into what we're going to talk about. So tell a little bit of your story. I'd love to know more of your story and let our listeners hear about it.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me again. I mean, I love coming on your show. So a little bit about me. I am a restorative dentist. Okay. So, and early on in my journey, I wanted to be like the best restorative dentist. I got accredited by the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, and then I got further education at the COI Center. And that was pretty much who I am. I just wanted to be an amazing cosmetic restorative dentist. I kind of dabbled into sleep, but I really didn't like all the changes, the occlusal changes with sleep. So it really didn't jive with my philosophy, you know, because I'm sitting here like dialing in the occlusion and then I'm going to put an appliance that just messes it all up.
Yeah.
And then I met Jeff and Jeff Rouse, 2016, and I loved his spin on it. And he got it. I mean, as a prosthodontist, he's like, look, my job isn't to mess up occlusion. Same thing, you know, like I'm dialing it in. And then he talked about the impact of airway in our occlusion and vice versa. Basically, his philosophy now at Spear is my treatment going to be airway positive, negative, or neutral? And that really made sense with me. You know, I was like, you know, I didn't understand why it was okay to have these messed up bites if you had sleep apnea, but not okay if you didn't. So there's that, you know, ethics and what you're supposed to do. But I really love to spend with pediatrics too. And I'm in a metropolitan area. I'm right out of, you know, DC. And so getting the medical community involved was really easy for me. And it kind of just took off. I do peds and adults. It's an amazing journey. And so now I talk more on the peds side because, you know, Jeff will say the adult side, I mean, he kind of calls it roadkill and basically like, you're done. There's nothing I can do for you.
Right.
But with kids, you can. But this interesting thing is I didn't understand why the dental community wasn't as concerned, you know, when we had the most impact.
Right.
So my journey has been about making the dental community more aware. I quickly went down like a rabbit hole when it came to pediatric management because nobody was really teaching it from the restorative side. You know, it was either, you know, people think that you have to be an orthodontist, you have to be a pediatric dentist. I was like, well, no, there's a lot of restorative dentistry here also.
Yeah.
So when I started ASAP, which is Airway, Sleep, and Pediatric Pathway, our goal was to eliminate this rabbit hole and try to make it easier to understand. Because I really think general dentists are going to drive this field.
Yeah.
We're the ones that do these comprehensive treatment plans. We're the ones that understand how to talk to our specialists. We're the ones that know how to bring everyone together. This is a field for that general dentist that we're the ones that we have to drive it. It's not a field like strictly for orthodontists, strictly for pediatric dentists. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. I'm seeing more and more general dentists want to do it. They just don't know how
Yeah.
what they're supposed to do.
Now, it's so funny, too, that you're saying this because I'm having all these flashbacks because the first time I met Jeff, people were like, oh, the Airway guy. So I naturally thought, you know, and he was talking about kids and Jake. And so like I remember standing room only at the ADA in Texas and the room was packed. And so I snuck my way in. I'm like, OK, wait a minute. He's a prosthodontist talking about children's airway. And we were all speechless. Like, it was so good. And number one, he's a great teacher. What is it that, so you brought up so many things that I want to ask you about. What is it that general dentists or just the dental public gets wrong about air? What do they fundamentally get wrong about the conversation? What are your thoughts?
That we're not good enough to be involved in it.
Why? Why?
It's so weird that when I say that, it's because like when we talk about this, I speak to so many dentists that are like, well, an ENT has to get in first and take the tonsils and adenoids out. I was like, well, you know, it's beyond tonsils and adenoids, right?
Right.
You know, tonsils and adenoids is not like a fix. And it's interesting because dentists, they don't realize that they can do so much and guide these kids and just direct them in the right treatment, just get them the right care. It's just amazing that how us as general dentists, how we understand comprehensive care for adults, but we don't understand comprehensive care for children.
Yeah.
And comprehensive care for children deals with growth management and making sure that, their growth management, their airway health, that you're going to get, this child is going to develop the best he or she can be.
Yeah.
And I don't think we get that. You know, our focus is about fixing the problem, not looking at red flags.
Right. Right. And I want you to go back to, so you used a couple words here, like the complexity and simplicity, like this is a complex subject. And what makes it extra complex are the camps. You know, every time there's a subject,
yes,
you start getting camps, you know, and I don't know. It's one of those things that's the least favorite in dentistry. Like, I would just love to see everybody come together. And we're trying to do that. But, like, it's complexity with camps. Talk about that. If I'm a young dentist watching this and I'm just getting out of dental school, because we have a lot of dental students listening, like, what can you expect if they want to learn more? Because we haven't figured everything out about this yet. We're still in the heavy learning phase. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but I almost think that people overcomplicate it.
Tell us why.
You know, it's, I don't know, just when I'm seeing all these camps and it's just like, hey guys, you know, if you're going down these rabbit holes and taking all these classes, the one thing that you're forgetting to do is to diagnose what you're treating. You know, I mean, it goes back to like, it's just basic dentistry. And Jeff will always say that, just do dentistry. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're doing orthodontics, just do good orthodontics, just treat the right jaw. You know, it's just like, and with dentistry in the same, it's just like, look at the arch, just look at the dentistry,
right.
Look at the face. Does it look like it's growing in the right direction? Like, as a cosmetic dentist, we understand, we don't really understand narrow arches, but we understand loss of buccal corridor. You know, so it's kind of like you get that restorative hat. I mean, how many cosmetic dentists are restoring buccal corridors? Those are all narrow arches, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like if we just stick to the basics of dentistry and hone in on your diagnosis, dentistry is actually can be impact the child and adults in an amazing positive way. Because airway health is beautiful, broad arches, room for the tongue, beautiful, broad faces. You know, it's not these long retronathic chins and faces. I mean, like, it's good dentistry. It's good facial dentistry. And I feel like we just have to get back to that basics.
Yeah.
There's too many camps that oversimplify it. It's like, oh, you know, there's a mouth breather. Why are there mouth breathers? It's like, okay, you know, like, I'm just going to be a dentist. Let me just look at how the teeth come together with the face and let me just treat that.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that's why I think it's just, they just overcomplicate it. And just look at the flags, red flags. And obviously understanding the red flags is a big one. Mm-hmm. And understanding that we can have an impact. I mean, because I feel like it's when most people are like, well, you know, they need to go to an ENT first. And I was like, you know, we've never needed an ENT to bless our dentistry.
Right. I never thought of that. That's so true. That is so true.
So I was like, why do I need an ENT to bless my dentistry?
Yeah, because people think, well, I can't do this because I need an ENT. You know, you can get started. And it's good to have somebody on your team like that, but they don't need to bless it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things what I love about Jeff Rouse, he does. And I think that's where, like, they're changing some of the direction at Spear is like, all right, let's just go back to the basics. Let's go to, you know, the facial degenerative treatment plan, and let's do it in a way that's optimal for airway health.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go with that mindset, then the airway health is a side benefit. You don't need to be taught that. You're already taught it.
Right.
You just need to do it.
Yeah. And it's become an essential part of the conversation. So I had Jeff on, I've had him on many times. And one of the conversations we had was like 35 years of treatment planning has been flipped on its head. And with the four pillars of diagnosis, and now there's a fifth. Can you just talk about that? Because, you know, with all these things we've learned about treatment planning and the pillars, and now, like, this isn't something you can just push to the side. I mean, we've got to include it as one of the boxes we have to check, and probably one of the most important ones, because you can do all four, but if you don't do the fifth, what good is that? Can you explain that for some of our younger listeners that have never heard that before?
Yeah. So, you know, Spear now, I mean, it was a facially generated treatment plan. So now they put airway health as number one.
Number one.
So basically you hone in on that medical history. You look and see based on the signs and symptoms, does this person have an airway problem? And from there, then you set the teeth to the optimum airway health, not vice versa. So, you know, kind of like an example, you know, as I guess setting up dentures or even doing orthodontics, you look first and see that, okay, is this person have any signs and symptoms of dysfunctional airway? And so you build the anatomy to benefit or to improve that airway space versus going the other way, just building the teeth and hoping that you make a positive influence on the airway.
Right, right.
So, I mean, and I think it's amazing. I mean, it's genius because it kind of gets us back to, again, the whole diagnosis first. What are you treating? You know, and you have to know from a patient standpoint, what is this patient's medical history? I think we forget about that. We go straight to fixing it. You know, and we have to kind of take a step back a little bit and figure out what we're doing. Because it does, in some cases, it does change your treatment plan. I think how you do it now kind of matters. It's not all about the end result.
Yeah. And I always love like a great young influencer. I'm just so excited by what you're doing. And it's usually centered around a cause. And I want you to describe like how this cause came together. Can you help Emma? What was the origin of it? And how, I mean, why did you even come up with a title like that? What does it mean when I see this? Can you help Emma?
You know, it was funny because I think when I realized, when I had my aha moment with all these kids, and then I started educating people on my social media, and my social media is public, I didn't realize how little people didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't realize all the negative camps, you know? And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do me. And I feel like we have a bigger calling. And I feel like there's so many kids, because I'm treating kids on CPAP. I'm treating kids that the pediatric medical community wants dentists to get involved. And it's the dentists that are kind of shutting the door on them. So when I started this journey, I mean, it was a mess. It was like a rabbit hole. I took classes after classes and everything. And then I just decided, it's like, there's got to be a better way to teach this to make it easy, you know, because I don't have any sleep training. I'm a dentist. I'm a restorative dentist,
yeah.
You know, and that's where I wanted it to be. I wanted to stick to dentistry. So, you know, that's kind of where we developed ASAP. And really, in our course, the biggest thing that I hone in on with all of the case presentations is I ask the dentist, what are you treating? What are you treating? You know, and I think that's one thing that dentists, we need to do better. The Can You Help Emma was kind of like our spin, you know, because Jeff, when he does his lecture, he goes, find your Jake,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Jeff has find your Jake. And then there's this huge campaign, Finding Connor Deegan. And that's an amazing YouTube video. Basically, it's a story about a kid with ADHD, took all these meds, basically on the verge of killing himself, so it was suicidal, and then realized that he had an airway problem. So we took our spin on that and did Can You Help Emma? And basically, we start with the why, like, can you identify who Emma is? You know, how to talk to parents about Emma as a dentist, you know, because this is not just a field for pediatricians. This is a field for all medical and dental professionals.
Yeah.
And then from there, we talk about the treatment modalities and then the importance of dental airway management. Because I think it's so important. I think that the way we're going to help these kids, if the dentists become advocates for these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I have sleep physicians that are putting kids on, you know, these antidepressants, CPAPs. And granted, maybe that's the best option for the child at that time, given with what support the physician has. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing is, like, most of these physicians don't realize that the dental community can help them.
Right.
I mean, I put a face mask on a four-year-old that's on a CPAP, and I took a picture of it and I showed it to the sleep physician. And the sleep physician was like, oh my God, I'm not wearing that. I said, you would if you had sleep apnea. Yeah. And she was like, you are absolutely right.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so that's been like my mission. It's like, I really do feel that general dentist, this is a field for us. And again, you know, I was telling you earlier how I felt like I had this identity crisis. You know, people think I'm a pediatric dentist, and I'm like, no, I'm a restorative dentist. I can do bondings. I love all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but it's part of our, it's in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. And you know, I really hope more dentists get involved, because there's so many kids that need help. I mean, kids are being medicated at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and I think even also with COVID, you're starting to see more of the anxiety, the socials. And I mean, my sleep physician told me that even with COVID, because kids are off their sleep cycles, you know, because they're not on, they don't have systems. So, I mean, I think there's so many kids that need our help.
Yeah, this is not going away. This is not like a fad or a trend. And, you know, Tracy, I'm very biased about this. And I want to know, like, your thought. If you're a young dentist, like, we've always been in the conversation that dentists are better positioned to change the world's health and change people's lives. And even more importantly now, like, this whole, I'm not a mental health expert. I'm certainly not an anxiety expert. We got a long way to go to really understand those things. But I think dentists are better positioned than ever to change the world. Do you agree?
Yes, agreed. 100%.
Why?
I mean, I think that there's, well, you know, most people go to the dentist more often than they go to the primary care.
For sure.
Especially with, you know, and so I think that, I mean, there's so many children and adults that I get with that when we start taking their blood pressure, it's the first time someone talks to them about their health. So you know, I think the beauty of our field, and we can learn whatever we want to learn. I mean, like, if we want to learn about more about pediatric area management, we'll take more classes. If we want to learn about this, like, it's limitless for general dentists.
Totally.
It's beautiful. Like, I can, if I want to learn more implants, I'll go do more implants. I love general dentistry. And I feel that when it comes to peds, there's just so much that we can do.
Yeah.
And it's just what I'm seeing in my office with these kids that are getting the help. I mean, if I can do that, if I can get another dentist to do what I'm doing, like, I think I'll sleep better at night knowing that there's more and more kids that get help. It's not going away. And we're really quick to jump to medication. When you start medication on a 7-year-old, that dependency is done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people get that. You know, it's just like,
it changes.
It's a tough road.
It changes the functioning of the brain. I mean, you're changing biologically, physically, a human being. So, I want to talk so much about what you're doing. So, like, I want you to explain, like, what your ASAP, and then I also know that you've got a series of great education coming up, and I want people to know how to get involved with that. And is it easy to get involved with it? Like, Tracy, what if I don't know anything? Like, is it okay? Is this a group that I can be vulnerable in? Like, and just say, look, I'm just getting started. I guess that's one of the questions I have for people.
Yes. So ASAP is an online education program.
Okay.
And we see each other. So we have about, gosh, I want to say maybe it's like about 60 plus CEs now. Everything is recorded for people to watch. So when we developed ASAP, I thought about it as, okay, if I was new, what do I need to learn? You know, because I took all the classes. So I was like, well, I need to learn the basics. What is sleep? Okay. So that would help you identify who Emma is. What is sleep? What do I need to look for? So the first thing we teach you is how to identify Emma. Then the second thing is we talk about intervention strategies. And we have so many different levels of experience, from like, you've never done a case to you're an orthodontist and this is all you do. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, because one of the things John taught me, John Coyce, is none of us is smarter than all of us. Not right. One of us is smarter than all of us. And it's true. It's about mentorship and just walking through these cases together. And the more cases you do, the more you'll realize that your diagnosis needs to be honed in a little bit more. It's an amazing program. So we changed our brand this year a little bit, because we wanted to, first we were just an online education program for dentists. Then we decided that we really wanted to send a message out to the public, to parents. And because that's how parents started reaching out to me, Tracy, do you know anyone that's doing what you're doing? We need a provider. So now we have like a provider list so that parents can go to fill out these questionnaires, and we connect them with dentists all over the world on how to treat these children.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, anyone can join. And like I said, it's funny because I get a lot of people that are like, Tracy, if I join, I can start right away and I'm going to treat all these complex cases right away. I was like, okay, slow it down a little bit here.
Yeah.
I was like, how many occlusion courses did you take before you did your first full mouth rehab?
For sure.
You know? Yeah. And so I tell people, I was like, you guys, like, it's dentistry. It's we were learning this field together, you know? And don't expect to take one course and be an expert in it. You know, it's just part of growing. And what I feel like ASAP does, kind of what Spear does and what COIS does, is develop a community of support and mentorship. I mean, cause that's the key. I mean, we need to do these cases together and learn them together.
Amen, sister. You're talking my language. And you talk about being in a room, you know, none of us is as smart as all of us. You're talking about John Coyce. He's freaking brilliant. Like, could you imagine, like, the intelligence quotient of just having one of him, you know, in your corner, or Jeff Russ. Half the time when Jeff's talking, I don't know what he's talking about. It's so like incredibly brilliant. And the other thing too, he's not afraid to say whatever, you know, he's just like, nope, here's, and you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
So if you like honest straight shooters and people that are just willing to help, and Jeff, I mean, Jeff's the best, and so is John, all those guys, you're just in the right circles. And then, so if you're listening, you're going to see, we're going to put all the show notes down. You can just flip up to the show notes and there'll be links. But Tracy, for the benefit of people that are listening, either on iTunes or Spotify, like, or something like that, how do I find out? So you mentioned ASAP. And this series, where do I go? Where do I get started? Like, tell us where to go.
So, www.asappathways.com.
Okay.
And basically on the top banner, it'll say, can you help Emma? It's a free webinar. Basically we get right into identifying who Emma is, how to talk to parents. And then, you know, a little bit of snippet on, intervention strategies. And then we also talk about, of course, the ROI in this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, my practice since I've introduced airway management, I mean, this is like my best year ever.
That's
crazy. It's amazing. Like, you know, I don't know, I think I told you this before, like when I joined the AACD and I got accredited, I thought I was like, yeah, you know, I'm officially the best restorative dentist now. I'm good. And then I went fee for service, and it was tough because I don't think that my team was ready to do that. And then I kind of reinvented myself. And when I did airway management, it just felt so natural.
Right.
And then patients understood it. It was just a different vibe in the practice. And now it's kind of like, it's just overall wellness, and patients get it. They get that you care. And now, like, the profit just comes.
Yeah.
You know?
So, now I'm totally picking up what you're putting down. Like, cause I'm going to have you back and we're going to cover maybe both of these in a second. Because the first one comes up is like, okay, Tracy, I get it. But like, what's the economics or the model behind this? And now that's never the goal. It's always the byproduct, but still like figuring out the algorithm, how does this even fit into the financial piece of it? So again, like we always want to do the right thing, but like, on the back end of it, how does that work? And then the other thing that you're bringing up, which is a really important subject, is a lot of young dentists or even mature dentists think they can just go off of insurance. And all it is writing a letter and raising your fees. No, 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 my friends, you have to become known for something. Like people have to, can you speak to that? Like, because one of the secrets that no one ever talks about is like for a patient to reach in their pocket and use discretionary dollars, they got to be there for a reason, not because you're expensive and you don't accept insurance and you're a great, would you agree with that?
Yes, 100%. Like, I think with patients, they need to know your why.
Yeah.
They need to know that you're more than just a dentist, because like, I think one of the things John always said, it's like, you know, it's a race to the bottom.
Yes.
You know, like you got to decide where you're going to be. There's going to be no middle class dentistry. You're either going to be the best or you're going to be in the bottom. There's no middle class.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to figure out like who you are and where you want to be.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to be at top, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I think that's amazing what you do. I mean, because basically you're just educating dentists on how to be the best that they can be. And patients get that.
Right.
When they see that you have a why and they see that you care beyond that broken tooth, they follow you. That loyalty comes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about building that loyalty, right?
Yeah. I hope you guys are listening, because she is just giving you the secrets to really enjoy a long, fruitful career. Yeah. And then, Tracy, I'm going to voluntold you, which is, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm just going to make you come back. And then you're going to, you know, share some wisdom behind like how you actually decided to move away from insurance and, you know, the economic model or anything that you'll be able to impart. But in the meantime, I want you guys to check out ASAP. Pathway, say that again, like the website, I forgot.
ASAPPathways.com.
You'll see the notes down there. And then also, I'm just going to throw a plug. If you have a study club and you're looking for a great speaker and you haven't had Tracy, what are you thinking? Like, you should have her speak to she's a great speaker, great person, and I already know this. You're changing the world, and you're going to be a great influencer in dentistry. So thank you so much for being in on the Best Practice Show tonight. Thank you, as always. And gosh, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So
it's November 18th. Did anybody say it? Oh, yeah. November 18th, this Thursday.
Okay. So November 13th. No, November 18th. I'm not the smartest guy. So check it out. And it'll be right at the top of the website. You can check it out and click a link and join it. It's going to be a free webinar. And nothing's better than free from a great, great teacher. So thank you so much, Tracy. And thank you guys for listening or watching the Best Practices Show, whichever one you want. Keep sending us suggestions of things that you guys want to see, whether it be from Tracy, Jeff Rouse, John Coyce. I'll line all those guys up and we'll ask them the tough questions. And until we see you guys next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.